The genre of comedy is one of the oldest in the history of cinema, dating back to the days of Buster Keaton and Lucille Ball. Comedy has proven to have a connection with audiences unlike any genre of film, and it's primarily because if you do like comedy, then you are sure to find something that will connect with your personality type or simply your mood at a given time. Whether it's a romantic comedy such as When Harry Met Sally, a buddy comedy like Twins, or an action comedy like Running Scared, or maybe a screwball comedy like Police Academy, or a slapstick comedy like Weekend at Bernie's, or maybe even a grounded comedy with a lot of heart to it like Three Men and a Baby, or possibly a dark comedy like Ruthless People, or even a horror comedy along the lines of The Frighteners. You are sure to find something tailored to your taste in this genre. Personally, one of my favorite subgenres of comedy happens to be that of the parody comedy, and I think some of the best in that subgenre would come out during the 80s and 90s, and in this video, we're diving into my picks for the 10 best. So, let's get into it. Released in 1980, Airplane, a comedic parody of the disaster genre, would go on to be considered one of the funniest movies of all time, and it features a fantastic comedic ensemble led by Robert Hayes, Julie Haggerty, Leslie Nielsen, and of course Lloyd Bridges. Now, I don't love this movie as much as most people do, but I do think it is skillfully humorous, and I think it thrives on just being unapologetically silly. This movie follows Ted Stryker, a traumatized ex-fighter pilot who must overcome his fear to save a flight filled with passengers after the crew falls ill, and I think what makes Airplane stand out is just its relentless barrage of clever jokes, many of which are based on wordplay, slapstick, and just ultra-absurd situations. Airplane's humor often operates on multiple levels as well. There's the obvious gags, then there's the visual puns, the quick quips, the subtle humor, and many references to cultural tropes and cliches at the time. There are just so many hilarious bits in this one. The cast is fantastic as well, and just easily fills this movie with comical characters, and I personally love Nielsen as the doctor, and I think this movie, just Airplane, will always be a timeless parody comedy. We fast forward to 1987, when Spaceballs, a comical parody of the Star Wars movies and other sci-fi films from the time, would be released, and it was a hit. It starred Mel Brooks and Bill Pullman and Rick Moranis and John Candy, Daphne Zuniga, and others, with Mel Brooks directing. As a kid, I probably watched Spaceballs as much as I watched the original Star Wars trilogy, and as an adult, I think I probably enjoy it more. I think the dialogue is full of just snappy one-liners and visual gags to keep the comedy fast-paced and effective, and this movie just 100% embraces the over-the-top humor from Dark Helmet, played by Rick Moranis with his comically large helmet and his tantrums providing endless laughs, to John Candy's lovable barf. There is no shortage of great characters, and really what I think sets Spaceballs apart from the other parodies is just its clever balance of this absurd humor while also delivering homages to the genre that it's poking fun at. Spaceballs is definitely self-aware. It's riddled with witty humor. It serves up a buffet of spoofs on the sci-fi genre, and with its timely slapstick humor and quotable lines, it's rightfully a beloved classic. We step ahead 1 year into 1988, when The Naked Gun would be released based on the TV series Police Squad. This comical parody of the detective genre starred Leslie Nielsen, Priscilla Presley, Ricardo Montalban, George Kennedy, and O.J. Simpson. Now, The Naked Gun is easily one of my top five favorites in this genre, possibly my top three. I'd have to think about it for a second, but I definitely think it's just a masterclass in slapstick parody comedy and absurdist humor. I think just Leslie Nielsen is world class as the clueless yet determined Lieutenant Frank Drebin. This movie delivers just nonstop barrages of gags and visual puns and physical humor, and deadpan one-liners that almost all still hold up today. As a kid watching this movie, it felt like a living cartoon. And I mean, from the moment Drebin stumbles onto the screen, it's clear that the Naked Gun just operates on a different comedic wavelength, whether he's causing accidental chaos at a press conference or bumbling through an undercover mission or completely misreading the situation at every turn. Nielsen's impeccable delivery, I think, makes even the most ridiculous scenes in this movie work. The supporting cast kills it as well. The humor is just relentless, with jokes honestly really packed into every single frame. And The Naked Gun is just parody comedy precision. Next up, also from 1988, is a hilarious parody of the blaxploitation genre, written, directed by, and starring Kenan Ivory Wayans. It's I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka, also starring Bernie Casey, Isaac Hayes, Jim Brown, Janae Dubois, and Antonio Vargas. I'll always remember stumbling onto this movie when I was in my early teens on like a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I just loved its bold humor, the comical action, and just the blend of wild characters. What makes this one work so well is just its balance of satire and genuine appreciation. I mean, unlike some spoofs that kind of mock their source material, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka clearly respects the films that it's lampooning. The action sequences are deliberately exaggerated, but the actors, especially like Brown and Hayes, just play their roles straight, which just adds so much to the comedic effect. This movie just delivers plenty of affectionate jabs at the genre, from just the exaggerated pimp culture to the overuse of theme songs announcing a hero's name. It just all delivers hysterical laughs. I've always loved Chris Rock's scene at the rib joint, and the pimp with the aquarium shoes was hilarious, and this movie is just spoof comedy at its finest. Three years after the success of the first, The Naked Gun 2.5, The Smell of Fear would hit theaters with Leslie Nielsen, Priscilla Presley, O.J. Simpson, and George Kennedy all reprising their roles, with Robert Goulet taking over the title of villain. Though not as fresh as the first film, The Naked Gun 2.5, I would say still delivers plenty of laughs. Nielsen's Frank Drebin is as clueless as ever. He's a walking disaster with good intentions and terrible luck, so while not as effortlessly and effectively comical as the first, it certainly is a worthy sequel that delivers more than enough amusement on its own merits. The plot is serviceable here. It's not as enjoyable as the first film, and it doesn't ever develop the story as much as it does to use it as a loose framework for relentless barrages of jokes, but most of them do work to land laughs. I mean, the humor here is classic Naked Gun, from the sight gags to the puns to the visual absurdities and the ridiculous action sequences. All that stuff is here that you would expect from Drebin and his crew while on the case, and it is entertaining. The Naked Gun 2.5 is just filled with rapid-fire wordplay, nonstop gags, and with Nielsen's flawless deadpan delivery, this movie is still highly entertaining. Also in 1991 would come Hot Shots, a parody of Top Gun, as well as a handful of other notable films from the time. It starred Charlie Sheen, Cary Elwes, Valeria Golino, John Cryer, Lloyd Bridges, and others. Growing up, this was another movie I watched countless times. I just always was a huge fan of comedy, and Hot Shots was and is still pretty damn funny. Plus, I always had a crush on Valeria Golino. She was an activator of that Italian inside me, but she was also hilarious, and she paired perfectly with Charlie Sheen, who was just also awesome in this movie. And while some of the jokes do feel a bit dated and a little bit stale today, Hot Shots still delivers consistent laughs thanks to its just energetic performances, and really it's just sheer commitment to the ridiculousness. It's stuffed with just visual and verbal gags and plenty of comedy-infused action and an ensemble of amusing characters to kind of help create a lighthearted atmosphere, and that's what this movie thrives on. Hot Shots is really a joke-a-minute parody, and while not as groundbreaking as Airplane, it's an entertaining example of the parody comedy resurgence of the early 90s. We step into 1993 for my next pick, a delightfully silly parody of the Robin Hood story with Robin Hood Men in Tights, directed by comedic legend Mel Brooks, with Cary Elwes, Richard Lewis, Roger Rees, and Amy Yazbek headlining the cast. Now, admittedly, I don't love this movie as much as a lot of the others on this list. I was never a huge Robin Hood fan, but this spoof on the classic tale is definitely humorous when I'm in the mood for it. I love Cary Elwes in the leading role here. His comedic timing and his self-awareness are just pitch perfect for the tone of this movie. The comedy in this one is kind of a mix of clever wordplay and just outright goofiness, from Robin rallying his men in tights with an elaborate musical number to sight gags like the chastity belt wearing Maid Marian. There's just a joke in nearly every scene. Many more of them land than do fall flat, and I think if you love Mel Brooks's brand of zany humor, complete with slapstick banter and clever jokes and fourth wall breaking absurdity, then there is plenty of fun to be found in this skillful parody of the classic Robin Hood tale. We're sticking in 1993 for my next pick, truly one of my just all-time favorite parodies. This one centered around the world of action movies and National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1, starring Emilio Estevez, Samuel L. Jackson, John Lovitz, and Tim Curry. Now, I will admit this movie isn't as effortlessly funny as some of the others on this list, but as a huge fan of the action movie genre, particularly the buddy cop genre, I can't help but love this movie from start to finish. Like many parodies, Loaded Weapon hits you with all the waves of goofy wordplay and jokes and sight gags and visual cues. Sure, some fall flat and some feel like they are trying a bit too hard, but I think many land perfectly, and where the story may feel a bit sporadic, this movie's just relentless focus on injecting every action movie trope known to man is a riot. I think Estevez and Jackson are a great play on Riggs and Murtaugh. Their comedic timing and just commitment to the silliness is fantastic, and so is this dumb little movie. I love it. There are a ton of cameos tossed in here as well. The action is delightfully over the top, and while not as comically skillful as some of the other films on this list, it's still a hysterical ride of nonsense. Again, in 1993 would come one of the all-time great parody sequels, this one inspired by Rambo and spoofing the action war genre once again in Hot Shots Part Deux, starring Charlie Sheen, Lloyd Bridges, Valeria Golino, and Richard Crenna. I've always loved this sequel. I definitely love it more than the first Hot Shots. I think it takes all the absurdity from the first movie and ramps it up even further to deliver a hilarious rapid-fire spoof of action films, this time focusing on Rambo, war genre, and all the war movie cliches, and I would have to say this is my favorite all-time parody comedy. I love this movie from start to finish. I always have. I think Charlie Sheen is fantastic in this character. He's jacked physically. His comedy is calibrated in perfectly, and with all the over-the-top action and over-the-top humor in Hot Shots Part Deux, you really can say that you've taken a glorious ride of ridiculous laughs after watching. I think Lloyd Bridges is a scene stealer as the incompetent president. Valeria Golino returns as the love interest to add that fun layer of romantic parody to the film. And Richard Crenna, who played Colonel Troutman in the Rambo films, brilliantly spoofs his own persona. And Hot Shots Part Deux, to me, is really just must-see for any film fan. And for the last pick on this list, also from 1993, is another of my favorites in the genre. It's CB4, a parody of rap music and just the music industry as a whole, starring Chris Rock, Alan Payne, Deezer D, Phil Hartman, Candy Alexander, and Charlie Murphy. CB4 was always like an amusement park to me with a bit of it all. Comically, I watched this one at the second run theater a few times when it was released as a teenager. I think it shines with its blend of slapstick humor and social commentary. It just pokes fun at how gangsta rap was marketed in the early 90s and how the public responded to this new wave of music. I think Chris Rock is fantastic. I think it's one of his most comical performances. The music videos in here are entertaining and nostalgic. The wild blend of characters just keeps the humor fresh with just an eccentric blend of personality types. CB4 is over the top in all the ways you would want. It's filled with cameos from everybody from Shaq to Ice Cube. And while CB4 delivers nonstop laughs, it also delivers a timestamp to the culture and society of the times, resulting in just a timeless comedy that is loaded with laughs almost every minute. And that's it for this video, guys. Thank you so much for watching. These are my picks for the best parody comedies to come out of the 80s and 90s. Let me know what some of your picks are down in the comments. I love seeing your guys' opinion on movies. I hope you guys enjoyed this video once again. Thank you all so much for watching. I greatly appreciate all your support. Be on the lookout for my next video. It should be coming right around the corner. I hope to see all of you guys back for that. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, go ahead and do so now so you never miss a new video. Hope to see you guys all back for the next one. And until then, movies never say die.
This is Jack Burton and the Pork Chop Express, and I'm talking to whoever's listening out there.
Live a war. You gotta become war.
I suppose we have to register you as a lethal weapon.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?